We got a message yesterday from Heather Enright. And we have Heather on the show this morning, joining us from Orlando, Florida. Heather's there with her daughter. And her daughter and a lady, young lady by the name of Charlotte Cirquois, were recently in the 2024 Orlando National Elite Dance Competition. Heather's joining us this morning from the Sunshine State. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, Merriman. I understand it's raining this morning in Orlando.
It is. We have got some overcast and a light rain.
Aww. Yeah, that sucks, eh?
Yeah.
Well, it's clearing here. You'll be glad to know, Heather.
Oh, great. I hope it does here, too.
So tell us about your daughter, Ayla, and her partner, Charlotte. They're in this Orlando National Elite Dance Team representing Team Canada. Give us the details on this.
Yeah, so in early May, our competitive dance team, we danced with JG Studios in Belleville. We went to St. Catharines, and at that competition, Ayla and Charlotte competed for the musical theater duet called River Deep Mountain High. And there they received a first place overall and were invited to be on the National Elite Dance Team here in Orlando, Florida. And they were obviously thrilled and ready to take on this challenge with the support and encouragement of their JG Studio family. And, of course, their amazing coach, Rebecca Rohrbach. I'd like to give a little shout-out to her because she's the one that choreographed it and trained with them and brought this all together, along with Justine Gabriel, who's the director at JG Studios. So this past week, they started their elite team training. And they performed with that team on the Disney Springs stage, which was a very, you know, heartwarming and exciting experience for them. They also got to compete at the Love to Dance competition here in Orlando, and they did that with two other girls from their team, which was Haley Brandt and Emily Patience. And a huge shout out to them because they were amazing and did wonderful, and all four girls had great success here. This experience for them has been pretty cool, and it's one that they'll never forget. They've learned so much and created so many new friendships and memories to last a lifetime.
Yeah, what an experience. Wow, congratulations to all the girls.
Wow, that's a big feat. So does your daughter, does she plan on taking this up, like, in the future, continue her dance classes and go on for greater things?
Yeah, so I actually have three daughters, and they all dance at JG Studios in Belleville.
Oh, lovely.
They all tried out for the competitive team this year, and we just kind of got our list of all our dances, and they're going to be taking off very soon in the fall, again competing. So they're all right heavy into it.
Heather, is your daughter there? I understand that Ayla is on the line as well.
She is. Here you are.
Hi.
Hi, Ayla. Congratulations on your successes.
Thank you. It was a really great experience. One of my favorite parts was definitely dancing with the elite team at the Disney Springs stage.
Wow, that's kind of cool. And what about your partner, Charlotte? We were hoping to get her on the show this morning, but she's a little under the weather. What was it like dancing with Charlotte?
Well, she's awesome. We got to dance twice at the Love to Dance Nationals. And we made it to the top three showdown, which was really fun. We placed third overall at the dance-off, but wishing her lots of good thoughts just because she's not feeling great right now.
Now, you got some kind of trophy or something, I understand, Ayla. You'll have to you'll have to declare that when you're coming back to Canada at the border. you're in what grade at Massasauga Rendersville School? What grade are you in?
I was in grade 6 this year, but next year I'm going into grade 7.
Oh, and what about Charlotte? What grade is she in?
She's going into grade 6.
Okay. Well, thank you for this morning. Have a safe trip back to Belleville. I know you're flying out of Florida tonight. And just so we're all in the loop, what kind of dance is it? Like, is it hip-hop, or is it polkas, square dancing? What kind of dances?
So, it's musical theater, so basically it's kind of like a dance, but theater acting in one. So, like, you're lip-syncing to a song, you're dancing, and, like,
Sounds like a lot of hard work.
Give us a song that you would perform to.
Well, our song is To River Deep Mountain High, but like another one that our studio used was like Hairspray from the musical.
Oh, okay, yeah. Familiar with that one, so.
Yeah. But well, I'd like to JG Studios and my coaches Becca and Justine, my awesome dance partner Charlotte Circle, and my other teammates Haley and Emily that went too. And I'd like to thank them all just because this opportunity and experience wouldn't have been so awesome without them. So thanks for having me this morning, Sean.
And Miriam's here as well. Well done, Ayla. Very well. Well, Evan, Heather, you have a great flight back. Is your husband Nick with you?
He is, yes.
Oh, okay. He's out golfing this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just a last question about your trip to Orlando. Is it like unbearable there with the heat in the afternoon? With, I would think it would be pretty humid there.
Yeah, we were at some of the Disney parks, and it was like 105 degrees, and you're just right in the sun. We were pretty much melting, but it was an awesome experience, and the kids had fun. So, but it's very warm.
Well, thanks for the call this morning to the show from Orlando, Florida. Heather Enright, her daughter, Ayla, sharing their good news story on the recent dance competition, if you will.
Way to go.
In the Sunshine State. Well done. Thank you.